So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Wish Upon. It's directed by John Leonetti, written by Barbara Marshall, stars Joey King, Ryan Philippe, and King Hong Lee. And the synopsis is, a teenage girl discovers a box that carries magical powers and a deadly price for using them. James, what is this crap?
This movie is a mixture of so many damn movies. You know what it is? It's Final Destination, The Craft, Wishmaster, The Possession.
It's just like randomly made movies.
You just go on, you know. It was so bad. And I was basically about to get in an argument with my wife.
Watching this crap.
And she was like, oh, well, what do you think about it? I told her what I thought about it. And she said that she was going to give this movie a 7 out of 10.
She's off the podcast.
See, that's grounds for divorce. Me and her had an interesting debate. I understand what she was saying, but when it comes to horror movies, that's my shit. No, you're just not going to do that with me. So,
all right. Do you just want to give a overview of what the movie is about?
Yeah. The movie starts off with a girl, like an unpopular girl, like kind of like an outcast. And she has a group of friends and all this other stuff. Her father's a dumpster diver. Pick up random junk and try to find treasure out of garbage. He basically was around her school. She got embarrassed and all that because, you know, teenagers want to be teenagers. And this movie further reiterates why I hate fucking teenagers. Why I hate them sons of bitches. They can all rot in hell.
Tell us how you really feel, James.
Teasing over and over again of this girl. Like, she was just very unpopular. She had a couple of friends and that was it. So her father, in his dumpster diving adventures, found this box. So she was like, okay, whatever. He said, oh, well, it's Chinese on here. And I know you take Chinese in high school. So here you go. Maybe you can figure out what this shit means. It's ancient Chinese, so she couldn't decipher it or nothing like that. So all these things happen in a movie, and she just continues to wish on this box, not knowing that certain things are going to happen. After a while, she puts two and two together. It's like, well, I did wish for this, and this happens. Oh, man, is this a coincidence, or is this really happening? So she gets involved with one of her classmates, this Chinese classmate, and he was like, hey, I can get my cousin to decipher this for you. And she deciphered it, and then it was like a hidden passage on the box itself that says something, and she couldn't decipher it, so she just passed it on to one of her friends. And basically the box said, once the wishes are complete, the demon or that's in the box that's granting these wishes is going to come for your soul.
That tells me to get the hell out of there.
Now, there were rules to this shit, right? You couldn't get rid of the box because any wish that you wish for will become undone. So she wished for several things. She wished to be rich, to be popular, and also the greatest cliche of wishes for a girl in high school is that the boy that she likes to like her back. This is so fucking cliche. I'm pissed off that they even did this shit. And no. The key word in all of this, Barry, let's call him Chet. Let's just say I want Chet to fall madly in love with me. Now, the catch with these wishes, every time you do a wish, it's a perverse translation. She said madly. So yeah, he was madly in love with her to the point that he was going to try to kill her. It's just an exaggeration of the wish. And every time she does a wish, someone has to die. Blood has to be let for the wish to come true. Someone dies either close to her or someone that she knows. So all these things.
Yeah, so it's just like finding a genie in a bottle and you need to be ultra specific.
She wished for all these great things and you had 7 wishes. And after the 7th wish, that's when the demon that's providing these wishes to you is coming for your soul. So it kind of reminds me of, also, just because I said that, Drag Me to Hell by my boy, Sam Raimi. Yeah. What up, Sam? Nothing redeemable about this movie. The thing that, I take that back. There was something redeemable about this movie. The premise, it wasn't a bad idea. The execution was cliche. My wife said this to me. She was like, well, Jay, you've seen so many horror movies. People are going to recycle ideas. And I said, yeah, they will recycle ideas. And there's nothing wrong with recycling ideas. But my thing is this. Once you recycle an idea, you got to find a way to improve upon it. Don't do the exact same shit that was done before. You got to think about it. There are movies out here that use the exact same thing, made it worse, or did the exact same shit. This one was basically the exact same shit to a T. If there's a playbook for teen horror shit, this was it.
I assume someone tripped and fell over a tree or something like that.
Right. A lot of deaths were like Final Destination. like I said, it was so many movies that this one movie just had a combination of shit that after a while I was like, man, come on. Just come on. The idea wasn't bad, but they could just went a totally different direction and done it better. But they did the exact same thing. Exact same thing. Over and over again. And it's just getting so cliche. I knew that when I was about to go see this movie, that it was going to be some shit. I knew it. But I always have positive hope that it's not going to be that bad. It's not going to be that bad, but this is worse than a Bye Bye Man to me.
Okay, James, having said that, what score would you give Wish Upon?
I mean, I give this movie a 1.5. Only thing that was good about this movie, like the deaths, they were well done, but they weren't gory, but it was goriness implied. You knew it was gruesome, but you didn't see that. Anytime a horror movie makes you use your imagination, that is a plus for me because your imagination is also your worst enemy when it comes to horror movies. That's how you get scared because your mind will take you places where it probably shouldn't go, and that scares the shit out of people. So, I mean, did this scare me? Hell fucking no. But scare the average person? Probably not. It'll make them cringe, but when you could do something in a horror movie that makes the viewer use their imagination, that's always a plus. And that's the only plus that this movie gets.
All right. And we'll just wrap it up. That's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube. This movie sucks.
Horrible.